This is Robert Martellacci, publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology magazine. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Lane Merrifield, partner and founder of FreshGrade. Merrifield was previously a co-founder of Club Penguin, the largest virtual world for kids, acquired by Disney in 2007 for $350 million. Lane went on to be executive vice president of Disney Online Studios the following 5 years. In 2013, Lane left his role at Disney to return to his entrepreneurial roots to pursue new ventures and find ways of giving back to the community. Inspired to focus on the challenges facing teachers in the 21st century classroom, Lane co-founded a startup in the field of education called FreshGrade. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Lane.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it was great meeting you last year at Canada 3.0. You delivered a riveting keynote and with a twist when you walked off the stage halfway through. Are you doing many keynotes these days?
You know, I don't do a lot. I try to just pick and choose a few that I think will be helpful. And for me, it's kind of a neat opportunity to be able to not only tell the story, but be able to give back and engage with a variety of people. Yeah, you know, I kind of spent a long time in the Disney bubble and in the Club Penguin bubble for a while, and so this has kind of been a neat way for me to be able to reach out and engage in ways I couldn't a few years ago.
Excellent. And congratulations on your appointment to the UBC Board of Governors.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that came as a surprise, especially for a guy like me who is not an academic. You know, I have a university degree and things like that, and I have a passion for education, obviously. But my background is far more in technology and leadership and some of those areas. And so I was really, really, truly honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, if I recall correctly, your mother's an educator.
Yeah, both my mother and sister, actually. My sister is still currently a principal, and my mother retired last year.
Right.
30-some years of teaching.
So that's a great segue to my first question. What inspired FreshGrade, and what is the value proposition to education that you offer?
Yeah, well, FreshGrade came about largely because being in the technology industry and technology world, from a business perspective, there were so many incredible tools, and especially tools around data analytics, predictive algorithms, predictive analytics, and all of these tools were built around allowing me to run the business better and allowing me to understand our customers and our players and our users better. And it was all fantastic. What struck me was I woke up one day and I realized, you know, I know more about my child's entertainment patterns and entertainment habits and usage, you know, after school than I know about my child's activity during school. And it bothered me that we had all these fantastic and incredible tools in the business world, and yet as I went out into the education world trying to find anyone who had done something like this for teachers and for educators, I couldn't find it. And so we decided, as I was being in the process of leaving Disney, decided that this was a challenge we wanted to go and solve. And we felt like, you know, we needed to build the right team, and we've done that. Built a team of really passionate people who have a significant background in education, as well as obviously programming, technology, design. We even had a few people from Disney, you know, that said, well, my spouse is a teacher, or my mom was a teacher, and I want to come and help with this project. And so it's been great. We built a great team, and we built some great tools so far, and they keep getting better.
Very cool. Very cool. And so you didn't appreciate getting the paper-based report card and a stack of essays or tests back when you met parent-teacher interviews to find out where your kid's at or where they're not at?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the longer that I was a parent, the more that you realize how much learning takes place outside of purely quantitative measurement. You know, learning's happening all the time, and kids have all these incredible, incredible ways of just soaking up knowledge. And yet when you try to deduce that down to a percentage or a letter grade on a piece of paper that gets sent home every 3 or 4 months, it feels like you're missing out on a lot. You're missing out on opportunities not only to understand how well they're doing and how they're progressing, but you're missing out on opportunities to be able to help them, to be able to work with them, to enrich some of their learning if they're really excelling in certain areas, or to help augment some of their learning if they're struggling in certain areas.
Right.
And you know, we live in a digital world where we're constantly surrounded by photographs and video and images and audio, as well as some of the quantitative, you know, more traditional assessment tools. And so that's really what FreshGrade is. It's really a tool that allows teachers to capture learning as it's taking place in real time using very simple, we have a quick capture app for mobile devices, as well as they could use any sort of browser-based or web-based device, and to be able to capture that learning in real time, and then to have that automatically be added into students' portfolios, to be able to automatically send information, much as the teacher wants to, home to parents in real time, as well as be able to take and dive into that data. And we're building these predictive tools that can help understand problem spots before they become problems. We can, you know, it can notify the teacher of students that might be struggling before a teacher may have even been able to notice manually. And so
Right. It's
really taking a deeper dive into that data. And instead of just regurgitating it into some fancy charts and graphs or into some letter grades or percentage grades, which is what's been out there, it's really about diving deeper and helping aid the teacher in their process of teaching.
And helping them in terms of that quality data that they don't typically have access to be able to support student success and make good use of it.
Absolutely. I think the other thing is that we find that oftentimes parents and teachers can sometimes be on opposite ends of the table, because the teacher is spending all day with the child and teaching them, and obviously has a good understanding of how the child's progressing and where they might be struggling. But without the parent having that same understanding, it turns into kind of an us versus them scenario sometimes. I looked at it through a business context. If my CFO in my business brought to me some data that maybe I wasn't happy about, I wouldn't be mad at the CFO for bringing me that data. You know, I'd want to look at the data and see what I can do to help. And it's the same kind of a situation here, I think. Allowing teachers to be able to capture that learning and capture what's taking place in the classroom very easily, and then being able to help augment both their teaching experience as well as the parent's experience and the student's experience is really what it's about. So, for instance, we've built algorithms that can track a student that begins to struggle in a certain subject before a teacher might even notice it, and certainly before the letter grade goes down. And then we've built this resource recommendation engine, so it can recommend resources that might be able to help that student. And the teacher doesn't have to go through line by line in their graph book and try to figure those things out. The tool automatically highlights those areas. And so individually, student by student, it's highlighting different bits of information that could be relevant and bringing those to the surface and to the top so that the teacher can choose what they want to do with that information. Right. But it takes away that manual process of
Right. Trying
to manually keep track of every single element of 30-plus children's learning. It's quite difficult.
Well, Dr. Michael Fullan recently keynoted at our Connect conference last week. He indicated that the next 2 years, 3 years, we'll see more change in the last 15. And your solution sounds like it will propel education in light years. So congratulations for that.
Thank you. Yeah, we hope so. We hope so. I mean, our goal really is about helping teachers. Having a mother who is a lifelong teacher and a sister now who's a principal and that was obviously a teacher before she entered administration, our whole team has such an empathy for that. And we feel like teachers do an incredible job and yet often don't always necessarily get the credit that they deserve simply because they don't have a chance to capture everything that's happening within the classroom and capture all these magical moments. And so really that's where our tool starts, is being able to kind of highlight, not only make teachers' lives easier, but also be able to highlight some of the great things that take place in the classroom that the parent may not even be aware of, and certainly administration may not always be aware of as well.
Right. I would point you to the recent study that the Canadian Teachers Federation released just last week on teacher work-life balance, and your solution speaks to a lot of the pain points that they're experiencing. It's definitely worthwhile having a look at, but it's a good segue to my next question. In theory, you could be retired if you wanted to be after your success with the sale of Club Penguin, but that's obviously not the case.
No, I've never been a big fan of doing things just for financial reasons. I've several times in my life have taken pay cuts in order to take on new roles and jobs and work in places that I believed in and that I wanted to be a part of. And so for me, it was never really about just trying to kind of climb the financial ladder. It's always been about trying to push myself, challenge myself, figure out where I'm talented and gifted, and then be able to use those abilities, to make the world a better place somehow. And I felt like I was able to do that with Club Penguin. And now I feel like I'm able to take a lot of the learning that came from that experience and pour that into education. And I don't want my kids to believe that the only reason that you have a job or spend time doing something is for financial gain. I want them to know that, and I want them to learn that if they're talented, gifted in something, and in some way they can help others, that's really what life's all about. And so for me, I'm just trying to be an example of that.
Well, that's great advice for our youth today, and understanding that, it's about following your passion, because between the skills gap, jobs, there's a book written, Jobs Without People, People Without Jobs. It's epidemic when it comes to our youth today, and they don't necessarily understand why they're pursuing certain areas of specialty in education. They're missing the mark oftentimes, and they need role models and mentors.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, just last week, I had the opportunity to go and speak at a career day at a local junior high. You know, a friend of mine who's a teacher there asked if I'd be willing to pop by, and of course, I jumped at the opportunity. And that was the crux of my message was really about saying, you know, go and find out what you're passionate about. Not even necessarily just what you're talented at, but really what you're passionate. What are those things that you would do for free, or those things that you could spend, you know, the whole rest of your life doing and love doing? And really to try and develop that sense of, hey, I'm going to try in these junior hires that they need to go and try a lot of different things in order to find that. And that so much of what the next 5 to 10 years for them is about should be about that sense of discovery. And only then, once they found that, then it's just about taking the risks and pursuing it with all you've got. And yeah, and I believe that that's a challenge sometimes, because I think we get too wrapped up in climbing the ladder purely for financial reasons. And all of a sudden, someone wakes up 30 years later and they're miserable at their job and they're not very happy, right. And they're not happy at home either. And they wonder what it was all about and whether or not it was worth it. And I certainly don't want that for my own life. And I don't want, you know, that to be the example for my kids either.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great perspective. Thank you for that. Is today's education system meeting the needs of 21st century learners, in your opinion?
I would say overall, the learning that's taking place, the actual act of educating them, you know, teachers are getting more and more creative and they're using tools. They're searching out for tools to be able to teach kids in new ways and find ways that kids learn and be able to plug into that. And there's an incredible amount of creativity. The more time I spend in classrooms today, I'm amazed at how creative teachers are in the learning process. And that, frankly, only inspires me all the more, because I feel like, you know, parents and oftentimes administrators are in the dark around what incredible things teachers are doing in the classroom. And,
right.
And that's really what Fresh Grade is all about. It's about capturing some of those amazing moments, whether it's through a quick video of a play being acted out in class, or a snapshot of children working together on, you know, project-based learning, working together on a project, and I'm partnering on different pieces. You know, capturing those moments and then being able to kind of coalesce that into a really beautiful visual experience and have that automatically happen is really part of why we're doing that. Because I think there's some incredible teaching that's taking place, but I don't necessarily believe that reporting is where it should be, and the reporting certainly hasn't caught up to it. I mean, the reality is teachers are doing all these very dynamic things in the classroom and yet are forced to still try and find a way to deduce that into a quantitative number or a quantitative letter grade. And the reality is there's just disparity between those two factors.
What advice do you offer ed tech startups? There's been quite a proliferation of startups in Canada. Apparently, we exceed Silicon Valley when it comes to startups in the ed tech space. How about that?
Wow, that's great. It's, you know, it's not surprising, though. I feel like there's a lot of, I've had the chance to meet a lot of really passionate people in the field of education. And I think to some extent, although obviously, across North America, there's some incredible improvement happening. But I've seen firsthand some of the ways that schools up here in Canada are working hard to push the envelope and take some risks and try new things. And I think that only encourages a sense of entrepreneurship and a sense of innovation for everyone around and everyone involved.
Do you see nuances between Canada and U.S. education system and culturally, obviously?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's certainly differences, but I still think there's more similarities than differences. I think at the end of the day, teachers, regardless of what side of the border they're on, want the best for their students, and parents want the best for their kids, you know, and they're all looking for new tools and new opportunities to provide, you know, increased and improved learning experiences for these children. That's happening regardless. I think more, the differences tend to happen more higher up the chain in some of the administrative levels, at the district levels. You know, and some of there's positive negatives to both. There's certain areas where I feel like the U.S. is really leading the way and doing some great things, and I think there's certain areas where parts of Canada are leading the way and doing some great things. But at the end of the day, I feel like, to your point, there's an openness now and there's a desire to make some of the changes that need to be made and to really allow education to catch up. I mean, some of the tools we're building into Fresh Grade,
right,
the tools that I was using 3-4 years ago in the business world, five years ago, some of them, and yet they're brand new in the education world. And that's something that, that's frankly a little bit of what bothered me, because I felt like the quality, those kind of quality tools should just be relegated to the business world.
Right. But, the education market is definitely ripe for transformation, as we all concur on that. And certainly we're looking forward to, you know, test driving Fresh Grade and doing a product review. Where are you at in your product roadmap at the moment?
We're currently currently in the middle of an open beta, and we've had a great response from teachers, and we've had some great viral growth from teachers who are sharing with their friends and coworkers. It's free for teachers to utilize, and so that's obviously helped a lot because there's a very little barrier of entry for them to be able to jump in. And I'd say that the product overall, in terms of what the overall vision is kind of 80-90% there. There's some great pieces. Teachers are really appreciating it. In fact, we recently were written up in the National Globe and Mail, as well as, and that story was then picked up by CNN, because one of the teachers that was beta testing FreshGrade found a student that was having some challenges with reading, and the parent and the teacher were able to collaborate on how to help her catch up. And by the time the next report card came out, the daughter had already caught back up to where the rest of the class was in a reading level. And the parent, both the parent and the teacher, said if they wouldn't have had that level of insight that FreshGrade provided, they wouldn't have known that she was struggling as much as she was until after the report card had come out, in which case then they could have gone and done something about it. And so it was an honor for us to be mentioned in that kind of an experience, because that really is at the core of what we're trying to do. So, yeah, it's available right now for teachers to try and use. Obviously, we'll continue to add. I can't really get into all the great features that are rolling out, but we've got a talented team, a really passionate, talented team.
Fantastic.
Designers and programmers who are rolling out new features, largely requested by teachers and by users who are actively pouring their ideas into it. And so it continues to evolve every month.
Fantastic. Now, I need to ask you, is there one particular teacher who really inspired you in your academic career and pursuits that really sticks out in your mind?
Boy, I mean, I had some amazing teachers, and so I feel almost guilty just narrowing it down to one.
Because the others are going to come after you, no doubt.
I know, exactly. Well, I will say, overall, one of the things, you know, I grew up a pretty high-energy, creative kid. I'm sure I would have been diagnosed with all sorts of learning disabilities.
ADHD and all that good stuff.
Had the test been out there at the time. So I, you know, certainly was not the top student in class and the most studious, and yet there are certain teachers that could kind of see that about me. They could see that I wasn't just ignorant or I wasn't just belligerent, and that I actually had something that I could contribute. And one of them, Mrs. Albright, who was my fourth grade teacher in elementary school, she always just had a little bit of empathy for me, and that really went a long way, and it made me want to perform better, and it made me want to listen better, even though it was difficult for me sometimes.
That's terrific.
And I really appreciated that, and it's funny, actually, I found on Facebook the other day, and so it was fun for her to kind of see what's happened to me and where my life has gone, and for me to be able to just express my appreciation through a quick message as well.
Oh, fantastic. It's always great to get those types of notes, for sure. Any final thoughts to share about leadership, learning, and technology in the 21st century?
You know what, I think to the teachers who might be listening to this, I think I would just encourage them to continue to innovate and try to find new ways to engage their students and to try and find new ways to engage the passions that are all around them. And I think for innovators and entrepreneurs and those that are working on building software, I just think, bar none, more than anything, I always want to encourage empathy. I think you need to know who your users are. Don't get too wrapped up in trying to figure out, you know, how you're going to make as much money as possible. That's not really the key goal, certainly not starting out. I think it really is about knowing and understanding who your users are, having an empathy for them and what the real challenges are, and then build the best possible tools that you can to make their lives easier. And I think if you do that, you're going to be successful. You know, one of the reasons why I was so excited to get into this field was that even though there had been a lot of software that had been made over the years, comparatively, some of it was lacking in a lot of ways. It wasn't necessarily the best kind of cream in the crop type of software experiences, and teachers were oftentimes mandated to use a software that wasn't, that just wasn't up to par. And so I think teachers should have the best software out there. I want to create a world where the business world envies the tools that teachers have, not the other way around.
Well, on that note, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Lane.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Robert.
You've clearly done your homework. And that was Lane Merrifield, partner and co-founder of FreshGrade. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. My name is Robert Martellacci. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.